This is Cross Currents. I'm Henat Baba. Now we'll turn to a different aspect of how we educate our young people. There's a disturbing national trend many call the school-to-prison pipeline, where students, often low-income children of color, are pushed out of school and into the criminal justice system. That's the subject of actress and playwright Anna Deavere Smith's new show at Berklee Repertory Theater. It's called Notes from the Field, Doing Time in Education. The show uses Smith's signature style of documentary theater, where she interviews people and then performs their words verbatim, using her acting skills to embody their voices and mannerisms. And she's trying something new this time. During the second act, the audience is randomly broken up into small groups to discuss issues of race and inequality with facilitators from local arts education nonprofit Youth Speaks. Anna Deavere Smith spoke with KALW's Jen Chien about her new work and what she hopes audiences will come away with.
How did you decide to come up with this kind of bold idea for audience participation?
Well, I started thinking about these things in the 90s. I had two plays in the 90s that pretty much got played out in different theaters and made a film, one called Twilight Los Angeles about the Los Angeles riots, and one called Fires in the Mirror about riots in Brooklyn. And I kind of thought, is my job just to sort of try to elicit applause and, if I'm lucky, a standing ovation? Or how come nobody's coming backstage and saying, what can I do? And that really bothered me. And, you know, it's Toni Morrison who said to me when I interviewed her that she knows she's ready to write when she has something to fret about. And so I've been fretting about that since the mid-90s. Now, since that time, many, many people, especially younger people, are contributing their work to, you know, goals that have to do with social justice. Absolutely. You know, we're in a time now where lots of people are seeing art as a vehicle for social change. And so I've just been, you know, it's always there. Is can this have a purpose? You know, maybe that sounds, I don't know, it sounds like I'm preaching, but there's always this question. We always like to say that art does this, it does that, it does, we are the humans, we do this for the human spirit, we change the world, but none of us can really put our finger on how we do that and if we do that. And I feel that the audience is a really crucial part of that. So this project has been built the entire time with the idea of certainly trying to do my best work as a writer and an actress, but also to be a convener. So I have that role as well, as bringing people together to talk about these issues. And I think in the Bay Area, you know, there's enough brilliance and know-how and money to get something to happen.
And you start the show with someone talking a lot about public policy. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering if you can just talk about why you decided to start the show like that, not with a personal story, not with something sort of emotional like that, but mm-hmm. with someone talking about
policy.
Well,
this is Sherrilyn Ifill, who is the head of the NAACP Legal Defense Fund. And I think that what she does by putting her first is she gives the audience a context and a lens through which to watch, to know why they're there. And what she's talking about is that she's trying to tell us what the major civil rights issue of the moment is. And she says it ultimately, she's saying there's not just one. And, you know, I would say if you ask people what is the major civil rights issue right now, people would say police, you know, after Ferguson, right? But she talks about how you can't really look at that without also looking at education. So when we look at inequality, when we look at poverty, when we look at the way so many of our communities of poor people are ridden with trauma, violence, the impossibility of kids making it through school, partly because of school discipline, but also because, you know, selling drugs looks a hell of a lot more, I don't know if I'm able to say that, a heck of a lot more.
You can say that.
A heck of a lot more appealing if you come from a household where there's no resources, right? And so, you know, we lose kids as early as 14 years old to the drug trade. So here we have it, but we think we can't do anything about it. But when you think about scale, and I think that's what Sherrilyn Ifill is bringing the audience to, is that idea of scale. And then I think she's very inspiring because she basically says to the younger people in the audience, you know, this is your time, this is now, this is a movement, and don't miss it.
Well, let's listen to a clip of you playing Sherrilyn Ifill, head of the NAACP's Legal Defense Fund.
When I was a kid, my father was a huge history buff, and he was a race man. And so we watched every documentary that was on about the civil rights movement. I can remember thinking, I missed it. Darn it. I missed it. And it looked great. It looked fantastic. And I missed it. And so what I tell young people now is, so this is it. 20 years from now, people are going to say, I missed it. This is the one. And even as difficult as it seems and as heavy as it feels, there is a privilege in it. Because this is a moment that has a space where change can happen.
And that's Anna Deavere Smith, who's performing her new play, Notes from the Field, at Berklee Repertory Theater. There's a lot of information out there in terms of research and articles and public policy documents about things surrounding the school-to-prison pipeline. What do you think it is about theater, about live theater, that can add something that news or politics
can't? Well, you know what has been going through my mind a lot lately, of all things, is a song in West Side Story called Officer Krupke.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, if you go back and you look at that song, Gee, Officer Krupke, it is like a really, really brilliant song that lists all the things that are wrong with these kids, you know, these gang members.
Could you sing a few bars of it?
Well,
you know,
I can't sing, but, you know, things like, you know, my mother is a junkie, you know, my parents smoke marijuana, nobody takes care of me, I'm depraved, I'm deprived, I'm sick. Hey, it sounds like now. Parents are drug addicts, kids are in trauma, right? And think of how, you know, West Side Story was an extraordinary, iconic work of art, but it was also about something that was kind of serious. And so I feel that the theater is a convening place where people are talking. They're talking on stage, right? So we don't have that many convening places. We have sports arenas. In terms of churches, we go where we believe. We don't really mix it up. So I think the theater, as just real estate, can make a kind of a call that is harder to find now. You know, in the old days, maybe it would have been the Y, maybe it'd even be a school. But now we need places where people who wouldn't normally come together can come together, where strangers can meet. So that's one thing that I think at least the theater can do.
Let's listen to another clip. This one is you playing Alan Bullock, a young protester from your hometown, Baltimore. And this is a young man who, after smashing the windows of a police car, was famously held on bail higher than the police officers charged with the murder of Freddie Gray.
Hood police be hating, just like hate the people. Like, they can see you have a couple dollars in your hand, no drugs, no nothing, just a couple dollars. What is it with you? I work. So what are you saying? But you pulled me over, asking me, where's this money coming from? You ain't got no right to ask me where my money come from. You ain't got no right to check me, you feel me? You ain't got no warrant, no nothing to put your hands on me, period. But hey, they do it. But I'm not fussing with you about none of that. Because I know you, the police, are going to do what you want regardless.
And that's Anna Deavere Smith, who's performing her new play, Notes from the Field, at Berklee Repertory Theater. So you spoke to almost 200 people, interviewing them for this piece. Mm-hmm. How do you choose who to include and what to include?
Yeah. You know, I'm always trying to think about, you know, balance of, you know, sort of the brainy people, the sort of talking head kind of intellectual people, with the people who are bringing us incredible information from the streets, you know, and each of those young kids who are in this, I mean, they know what's going on, and they've got as much information as the intellectuals who are represented. And I try to, when I can, give the audience an opportunity to disagree with the kind of given. You know, I'm trying to give them an opportunity to ruminate, you know, that nobody's completely good and nobody's completely bad. You know, and these kids are not angels. And, you know, the teachers aren't all villains. And I want them to understand that, because, you know, part of what art can do that policy can't do. And I even think it's hard for journalism to do now, is to welcome ambiguity.